It's the Healthy Woman Show on WJR with Marie Osborne and Dr. Jonathan Zaidan, presented by Women's Excellence.
Dr. Zaidan, you've been with us here at WJR for the Healthy Woman Show for several months now. I know a lot of people are asking more questions about your practice, Women's Excellence. I know you have a lot of offices and a unique approach to how you handle women's health care.
Well, it's really, I don't think it's unique. It's a team approach to providing customer service. And I think we're our own biggest critics, right? We, as a company, we are always looking at our deficiencies and how to correct them and how to reach out to the patient better and how to improve the tests that we give and the locations that we give them at and what's most convenient for the patient. I think that's what Women's Excellence is all about.
And you like to talk about customer service, and that's one of the interesting things that you push at Women's Excellence. We're going to talk about that the entire hour here on the Healthy Woman Show. Stay with us. And welcome back to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Dr. Zaidan is, of course, our co-host here each month when we talk about women's issues, women's health issues. Dr. Zaidan, you could have taken a regular physician's job at any other kind of practice, but you chose to start your own. Why is that?
Well, I really didn't. I took that regular job. I started with a medical group that was multi-specialty, and they were great. They were a great group of physicians, some of which I still have good relationships with today. But I realized that, you know, you couldn't really make responsive changes in corporate medicine. It was run by a hospital, and we were governed in many ways. The way that the hospital governed its inpatient bed was how we governed the outpatient examination room, and they were totally different. And so I decided that I had to do something different. And so I believe it was about a year out, and I had said, well, you know, I think I'm going to try this on my own. And knowing that, you know, you will never learn whether you will succeed or fail unless you've tried it. And so I'm glad I did.
We've talked to several of your patients in the last few months, and one of the things that I think each one of them actually has said this, that they felt like they knew you, they felt like they had some kind of personal relationship with you. Of course, it was a professional relationship, but that they felt this personal connection with you. What does that mean to you, and how is it that you establish that with a patient?
It means everything, right? Because I'm in a personalized business. I'm not a robot, right? I take care of people, and that's what it means. And so when I interview those people, I get choked up just like I am today, right? Yeah. I mean, we make a difference in what they do. And that's why, to go back to what we were talking about, that's why I had to go and do Women's Excellence. It started as Women's Healthcare Associates of Oakland, and we kind of changed the name to Women's Excellence. But I felt as a leader that I had to go out and make a difference in people, and I had to do that on a volumetric scale. We couldn't just, you know, provide care through me. We had to provide care through extenders, because let's face it, if I'm in surgery, I can't be helping my patient who might be in need right at that moment. And so being a cross between an obstetrician and a gynecologist clearly made it more difficult to provide the kind of responsive care that I wanted to give and do it in a timely basis. And so, but I wanted to do it all. I'm like everyone else, right? You want to do everything that you can do excellent, you want to do it. But in medicine, you can't do it on your terms. You have to do it on the patient's terms. They're the driver of what we're doing. And that's what I think makes Women's Excellence a better option for people, in that they can find that, you know, we want to make them better. I say in meetings, I said it just recently, what would you do, and this was a group of site supervisors, what would you do if it was your sister, your mother, or your best friend? If you referred them to the office, how would you want the person at the front desk to respond to them? How would you want the nurse taking care of them, the medical assistant taking care of them, the provider taking care of them to respond to them? And that's what ultimately made me decide to, you know, grow this company greater. And as you grow it, you have a lot of challenges, which is what this show will ultimately, you know, be about. But we, as we've grown it, we've also looked at those challenges and then gone back to the mission. And that mission is customer service. And that's why we're here today.
You talk about the patient being the driver. As a medical consumer myself, I have to tell you, I've been in many situations where I didn't feel like I was the driver at all. I felt like I was, you know, being told where to go, what to do, and how to do something that I didn't really have a lot of control over what was happening to me. That's all wrong, right?
Well, the frustration is that the patients think I'm the driver, and I think the patients are the driver. But what ultimately happens is the insurance companies and all the bureaucracy becomes the driver, right? And Women's Excellence is that conduit to look at how do we take all of this minutia, the alphabet soup that we all talk about, MIPS and HIPAA, yes, and PHI, and all the things that we have to deal with, how do we take that and streamline it so that the patient gets a better experience? That's what we're all about. And that's what I think my gift will be to medicine, is that, you know, I've taken care of a lot of great patients, had a lot of good, you know, patient relationships. I mean, some of them that are far-reaching the doctor-patient boundary, right? I see them at a soccer game, or I see them in the mall, and, you know, I legitimately know about them, and they legitimately know about me. But the truth of the matter is that we're in an environment where we have to change because we're getting so impersonal, yet healthcare is a personal business. And it's time that we get back to it.
Right. That is the rub right there. How would you describe the mindset behind patient care at Women's Excellence?
Everyone wants to help. And everyone's frustrated by all the barriers to provide the help that the patient needs. So our employees are just as frustrated by some of the bureaucracy and the things that are involved to get a patient from their problem to a fixed problem as the patient is. But sometimes there's just no way of handling it in between. And we keep, every day, we are looking for different reasons to make it better for the patient. And unfortunately, every day, there's some other piece of bureaucracy that kind of puts us in our way. So in some ways, I feel like a hurdler, but I don't know where the end line is. We just keep jumping.
And Dr. Zaidan, on today's show, we have a couple of your coworkers with you who really are important keys into providing that excellent care that women get at Women's Excellence. And we're going to be talking to them when we come back on our break. You're listening to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Welcome back to the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Dr. Zaidan, you brought a couple of your coworkers with you. I know how you really always boost up all the people who work for you, and you always have great glowing things to talk, to say about them when they're with you. Jessica Rossett is the Outreach Coordinator at your office.
Absolutely.
And Project Coordinator Brittany Davey, welcome to WJR. We're so glad you could join us today. So not only have you added more offices, Dr. Z, but you have grown your provider team and the services you provide women in the community. So I can only imagine this was not an easy proposition, an easy thing to do.
It's not. It's tough. But, you know, the toughest part is to, you know, get everybody on the same page and develop a team. And, you know, developing a team of people that are aligned with customer service isn't easy in any business, but it's a lot more difficult, I hate to say it, in the medical business because there's so many barriers and there's so many communicating factors. I may have to send people outside for a test. I may have to get information from another provider. There may be differences of opinion on how someone could be treated. We did a show last month where a patient had seen a couple other doctors and had two different opinions, and then ultimately
conflicting opinions,
yes, and then
no
ultimately
less.
I saw them, and you know, I think you know, she probably didn't even believe at first that I was going to perform and get the job done that I said I would, and ultimately we did. So there's all of these things that are barriers in how we take care of women and patients, and every doctor faces them. And I think the biggest thing that we've been able to do is now develop a great team with a great vision on where we want to go. And that vision is about making it easier for our customer.
When you talk about barriers and growing the healthcare business, I know Brittany and Jessica are here today to talk about several of the actual things. And one of them is insurance. And whenever we say that, that is a surefire way here at WJR to get our phone lines to ring up, whether we talk about auto insurance or health insurance. People have a lot of opinions and they're angry about it because it's so difficult to navigate. Who should we start with? Who's going to help us and our patients that are listening to you today to understand how the office deals with insurance and the patients? Would that be you, Brittany?
That would be me, Marie. You know, it's tough. You're, as a patient, you're paying for insurance.
Yes.
You don't understand it. You don't understand what your deductible means. You don't understand what a copay or co-insurance. It's frustrating. And then you're getting an order to go for a test, and you can't have it done.
I always say, and you know, Brittany and I have talked about this over years, is that, you know, and I narrow to say we haven't actually implemented it yet, but I think it's coming down the pike. What business do you go to where you don't have a price list?
Right.
You have no idea.
Right.
How much it's going to cost.
Anything.
And what's interesting is the doctor doesn't either. We really don't 100% know what we're going to get paid for it. We get paid differently by different people using the same code. And you have no idea what your responsibility is going to be when you leave the office. And a part of it is based on trust, but a part of it is based on things that are outside of your control.
So, again, the patient doesn't know how much something's going to cost. How much is my mammogram going to cost? And the doctor doesn't know how much he or she is going to be paid for that mammogram. I know how much I get paid to go to work every day. So there, it's both sides.
Well, you know, people could say, they could argue, well, you could certainly search out the fee screens for individual, you know, insurance companies, but there's so many nuances in this. Brittany, how many nuances are there in an insurance? There's the deductible portion.
Absolutely. Co-insurance, co-pays.
So all of these things could play a role in how much someone pays. And then there's services that are covered, services that are non-covered. Sometimes it's not commonsensical why something's covered and isn't covered. And are there any insurances that we deal with that cover certain things and other insurances where we do the exact same workup for a patient, but it's not covered?
Absolutely.
What about medications?
Medications the same way. There are certain patients that we can get them covered. It's fine, no problem. Other insurances, the patients really struggle.
Can you talk about the pre-authorization process?
That's a long process. I don't think we have enough time for
that. But just kind of a quick overview.
That's what it is. I mean, you're filling out all these forms, you're submitting records, you're having to call the patient to come back into the office to talk about XYZ because the insurance wants to know about this, that, and the other. It's stressful.
Sometimes we can take the simplest problem, and by the time we're done, we had to do 5-6 visits just to get all the little pieces of information. And that's one of the things I think that we're doing well, is that we streamlined a lot of our you know, note taking and the way that we work up a patient so that they don't have to come in so frequently. Because if, you know, we figured out that, you know, certain tests can be done at the time of an office visit. So that you come in once and you take one half a day off at work, but you've had two visits. And, you know, maybe you're there for 3 hours and maybe it's frustrating. And I think some of the patients don't even understand this, but we also know that you could be off 3 hours twice. And with all the orange barrels that are sitting in the roads right now,
right,
you might be off 3 hours twice and miss your appointment.
Right, absolutely. So you're really the conduit for the patient between the insurance company and the doctor's office, right?
Yep, right.
And so what is the most common question that people have when they come to you? I bet that I can just see them coming up to you and kind of shaking with their papers in their hands. What's the most common thing they come to you with?
Why isn't this covered?
Oh,
why didn't I know that this was going to apply to my deductible? I paid my copay, but I still have to pay a co-insurance. There's a lot of questions.
Can you explain again the coinsurance that it again, you said it would be a long explanation, but
patients have an office copay normally.
Right.
Well, some insurances, depending on the office visit, it also applies to your coinsurance.
Okay.
And coinsurance is what, a certain percentage of what? I don't really even completely understand it.
It's a dollar.
Even though we have it, I have it on my insurance policy.
Yeah.
But it's a certain percentage, right, of the total bill minus the copay.
Correct.
Right. And I hope that we're being correct when we say that. But it's additional monies, essentially.
Right.
That people have to pay on top of the copay they've already paid. Even after, in some cases, they've met their deductible, or once they meet their deductible, is it all?
Depends on the policy.
I think
that's the frustrating part.
And I think that's, you know, here we are talking about our own process, and it's difficult for us to understand it. I can only imagine how hard it is for all of our patients. And that's, I think, where, you know, where Women's Excellence is really starting to gather data. So we came up with a new electronic medical record system. We didn't develop it, but we bought into it, that gives us a lot of reporting function. And what we're trying to do is, and we're already doing it, is utilizing some of those reporting functions so that we can understand, you know, where these barriers are for patients, and we can understand how patients get large deductibles and so on and so forth, and what services aren't covered, so we can be a little bit more transparent. And unfortunately, even though people think that, well, we should have told them, in many cases, we don't know either, and neither does any other physician's office, because it's very, very confusing, and there isn't one sophisticated tool. Like, you would think in 2019, okay, halfway into 2020, 19 years past, Y2K,
right,
with all the computers and all the knowledge and all the expansion in Google and Microsoft and Facebook and all of these things, that we should be able to type in a procedure that we're going to have and know how much we're going to pay, like, right off the bat. And I don't believe there's any one specific way to do that.
There isn't.
And that's so difficult for us as a practice. And the reason I think to talk about that is that, you know, somebody, you know, whether it's Women's Excellence or it's another much larger corporation or a combination between a lot of different private entities, needs to come up with you know, this type of a tool, because it then can, you know, keep us all, you know, honest with one another, right? The patient can have a realistic expectation, the doctor can have a realistic expectation, and the insurance company can have a realistic expectation, and also accountability. Because I've had cases where they have the exact same insurance, or at least what seems to me to be the same insurance. You know, they have Blue Cross PPO, but, you know, Brittany, how many types of Blue Cross PPOs?
Several different policies.
Right. But I'll order the same medication or the same procedure, and it's not covered for one, and it's covered for the other. I mean, it's so difficult. And, you know, I think that, you know, as a company, we need to get better. You know, as an industry, the medical industry, we need to get better. And ultimately, that's what I'm hoping for, you know, as we move forward, as Women's Excellence, you know, moves into the next decade, is that we get better doing that.
Hot button issue for sure whenever we talk about medical care and insurance. Moving on here on Women's Excellence here on WJR, we are going to talk a little bit about Dr. Zaden, how you grew one office into seven, and the growth and how it happened, and how you still provide that patient care. Stay with us here. You're listening to the Healthy Woman Show on WJR. We're back with Women's Excellence, Dr. Jonathan Zaden, our co-host. Dr. Zaden, you took one office and expanded to seven. Why was it so important for you to have that kind of expansion?
Well, I didn't do it. We did it. And so we as a company did it. And there's been so many people. We just had a person retire in our office and was with us for many, many years, and she had a big role in that. I mean, so many of our providers that are still with us or have moved on to different states or other places had a role in doing that. But what really made that happen was a need. And it's about what we talked about earlier about customer service. And a perfect example is a couple of the offices that we have, where we have a separate menopause center. There was a need that when a patient called into our office to talk to someone that was more familiar with the menopausal condition, because in the OBGYN field, right, we take care of obstetrics and we take care of gynecology. We take care of gynecology for the young, for the middle-aged, the perimenopausal, the menopausal, and the older age group, right? And so you can only imagine the person at the front desk has an awful lot of things to learn when they're hiring on. And we realize that we need to go do a great job training them. And we have a training protocol, and we actually have someone now dedicated just to training front desk employees, right, as we've grown. But the truth of the matter is, no matter how much you train, you really get better by repetition, right?
By doing it.
I feel like I'm a good surgeon for two reasons. Number one, technically, I think I was a good surgeon coming out. And the second is that I have the opportunity to do a lot of surgery. And the more I do it, the better I get at it. And the same with front desk employees. It's no different. So when somebody, you know, we have patients, we change their name, you know, so they're patient information liaisons, because that's what they are. They're taking in information and they're disseminating information. So, you know, when I refer to the front desk, I refer because I know that most people understand that term, but that's how we named them at Women's Excellence. And we determined that, you know, if we were going to give true customer service, those patient information liaisons needed to know more about what those people that were more statistically likely to talk about because of the office they were calling. So if you're menopausal and you have menopausal problems, and the patient information liaison that deals with menopausal problems all day long and interacts with the providers that are there taking care of menopausal conditions, you're more likely to get that answer from that person because of, you know, disseminated osmosis, right?
Right.
You hear it all day long. You see it all day long. You see the patient's challenges. And so we did that. We did that and we duplicated it. We said we need to do the same thing for midwifery, because obstetrics is its own separate type of model. And so when patients call, they want their questions answered. And so if your front desk person is dealing with, you know, menopausal concerns, bladder control concerns, prolapse concerns, heavy bleeding concerns, but then they're dealing with obstetrical concerns, that's a lot. But if the person is specialized to do, you know, to take care of obstetrical patients, they're very good at that. And so that's been a very good success for us too. And now, believe it or not, we are going to have a dedicated midwifery office, meaning that we have a dedicated obstetrical midwifery office in each of our locations, in our major locations, in West Bloomfield, in Birmingham, in Clarkston now, a separate office, and in Lake Orion, which has been a separate office for quite some time. So we grew based on necessity. And then I'll go into, very briefly, we did the same thing for bladder control. When you have a bladder control problem, that is a discrete problem. Right. A problem that you wish to have confidentiality. You feel much more comfortable if you're calling Women's Excellence in Bladder Control and you're talking to somebody who says, oh, I talked to somebody 2 minutes ago that has the same problem as you. Don't worry, we can help.
Big difference.
Big difference.
Yeah, and the communication. And Dr. Zaden, we have two of your co-workers here with you today. Jessica Rosette is the Outreach Coordinator and Brittany Davies, the Project Coordinator. Welcome, ladies, back into the show. We're glad you could join us today. And I know, Jessica, you're sort of the communication specialist, if you will, with the group. Just listening to Dr. Zaden, it makes me think that, because he's talking about these patient information liaisons, who are specialized in certain areas, they also are trained in asking the right questions of the patient, right? So that they can get the right info to pass along to the doctor or to get them to the right place that they need to go.
Definitely. And we are ever evolving that, because communication really is the cornerstone of customer service. And we can have the best docs in the world, but it starts at the front line. It starts with scheduling. It starts with our patient information liaisons. And if that experience doesn't go well for the patient, it can really go all downhill. Mm. So, you know, we're ever evolving our communication methods. You know, imagine, you know, we're growing all of our offices. We're getting more patients. Can you imagine how many phone calls we're receiving? So that's one end of it. We have to increase our staff to be able to respond to our patient needs. Then we also have to adapt to different communication methods, because some women can't call our office. They're working all day. So we've implemented a live chat on our website to make it a lot more easy for them. You know, you can reach out to us via social media now through Messenger. You can go on our website and send us an email. You can go on the patient portal and get all the information you need. And then we've made our website an entire patient education hub. You know, sometimes you don't need to call our office and you're just looking
for an answer to something, and you'll, you know, get to it in a couple weeks or so. But we want patients to go to our website and get the information they need on our services and our treatment options and the backgrounds of our doctors.
Which one of the two of you could answer this question more effectively? And I'm talking about confidentiality, because when you're talking about live chats and messengers and all of that, and, you know, interfacing with the internet and telling you about my bladder control problem, let's say, I just wonder who else is going to see that. Talk about confidentiality if you can.
It's all HIPAA secured. And, you know, when we transitioned our website, you know, we recently updated it again. Every bit of that is HIPAA secured. So, it, you know, the communication will hit a few people in our office, you know, depending on how they're communicating to us. Someone answers the live chat, they may pass it along to someone in the office to help them. And then ultimately the doctor gets the information, but everything's HIPAA secured, and we want to make sure that our patient's information stays private.
Now, we can't stop people from sharing their information us in a public forum, but we make sure, and you've put tons of safeguards and time and effort into making sure that we're not disseminating information that, you know, we might understand about them back out to any kind of place that somebody else could decipher.
Yep.
Brittany Davey, we talked about insurance earlier, and that's such a thorny subject. So that's part of your commitment to streamlining efficiency for patients, but also making healthcare easier for patients, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, she's really now become, you know, our project coordinator. So, like, for example, the latest thing that we have done, we just did a grand opening for it. We were on the news talking about, you know, genetic screening and our screening mammography center, and Brittany brought that to light. I don't think people really realize how difficult it is to actually just start a service. I mean, we are doing a service where we do screening mammography and diagnostic mammography. And it made a lot of sense for our patients because there was an access problem. That was the problem. Patients get the slip to get their mammogram. They got something else to do, and they don't get it. And it's not necessarily going to be in a comfortable place. So I made the decision as a leader. I said, I see all these patients, they got all these slips, and they're not getting it done. So I gave it to Brittany. What did you have to do? Tell me like five things that you had to do briefly that made that happen.
Well, first we had to make sure that we were gonna be meeting the state requirements. We had to find a good technician. We had to find a good radiologist group to work with to read those. So those were just three enormous tasks that we had to jump through to make that happen for our patients.
And a lot of those interconnect, right? So we spent some time, like our radiologist group, right, has to be inspected alongside of our physical facility, alongside of the credentials of our technician, and they all have to coordinate and get along, right?
Absolutely.
Was that easy?
No.
No. But what's the experience? I mean, are patients benefiting from that?
Absolutely. They get to schedule their annual and get their mammogram on the same day. They pull right in, walk
huge,
right in the door. It's amazing.
You take that personalized experience.
Yeah, you take that for granted. You know, I had to get testing done recently, and I was sent to a hospital. You've got to go to the sixth floor. You're in a parking garage. You don't know where you're going.
Right.
But our mammogram suite, like you said, you drive right up, and you're 20 minutes from the front desk.
It's not easy to make, you know, customer service, and when you're doing it, there's a million naysayers, but the truth of the matter is, in many cases, having multiple locations and things have ultimately driven good customer service.
I'm Marie Osborne, along with Dr. Jonathan Zaden, on the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break. It's the Healthy Woman Show here on WJR, along with our co-host, Dr. Jonathan Zaden, Women's Excellence. And you've been talking about your practice, Dr. Zaden, and you're talking about also building on your success. You have 7 offices now. So how do you pick not just the locations that you have, but also the programs that you want to focus your efforts on?
It's like anything else. It's a little bit of planning and a little bit of trial and error. Right. So the planning portion is really in the locations. We know that, you know, we know North Oakland County right? And so we just keep expanding around that envelope. And the reason we do that is because we feel like then we can, you know, collaborate services and programs that we do in specific offices. They're not too far apart from one another to be, you know, cross-utilized. But also that we're providing, when we open a new office, I've heard many people say, well, why would you want to open a new office that's only, you know, 10 miles away from another office? And the answer is, it's about the customer, right? So, you know, the customer, that may be a high traffic artery place where it, you know, that's only 10 miles, but it's 45 minutes, you know, today with the Orange Barrel. So we know that. And so we keep expanding in those types of locations where we feel like, you know, we're going to give better customer service, but we're close enough to the hub where we can all provide service. And then we can also, you know, have, if somebody, we need a patient information liaison or a patient care coordinator from one center to go to the next, it's still in an accessible range.
And we have, of course, a couple of your coworkers here. Your project coordinator, Brittany Davey, talked a lot about health care, health insurance today. And Jessica Rosette is your outreach coordinator. Jessica, I know you do a lot with telemedicine, telecommunications, that's a big part of the practice.
Yeah, it's a new patient offering that we have coming up this year. It's been in trial right now, and we've had great success. And really, patients can now visit with one of our providers on their phone or their computer. You know, you can do an audio only, or you can do a video conference, and it's really good for those you know, those specialty situations. Like last month we talked about bladder control. If you're having issues, do a telemed visit as your first consultation. Get all the information we need and then come to our office. You know, if you're at a soccer game, you need to run to your car, or if you're at work and it's your lunch break, we can make it easy for you. And, you know, aside from telemedicine, we're also evolving our online store. We're going to offer supplements, healthcare items, services, and things like that that women can purchase from us. And another new thing coming up this year is integrated patient information on our website. And what we mean by that is, you know, one spot to access all of your healthcare information in terms that are easy for you to understand. Because, you know, doing this show, we understand that healthcare terms are confusing and they're long, and a lot of times you don't even know how to pronounce them. But we want to make it easy. If you're trying to get a lab result, we want you to know what that exactly means.
And you asked us earlier, you know, Marie, you said, you know, what do we, you know, how do we pick these programs? We pick them based on success. Right. So we know what the patients are asking for. And we, you know, that we know that they're frustrated because they have to log into five different sites to get their labs, and they're not always there. And, you know, they have that issue at Women's Excellence right now. I mean, there certainly are challenges. I mean, you can only display certain things, and the things that are displayed aren't necessarily what a patient may or may not want to see. For example, if we're screening your baby and doing the ultrasound everybody looks forward to, it may say on your patient portal, screening for fetal anomaly.
Oh.
Imagine you log on. You're all excited. You want to check what the doctor did for you today, and you see that. You're like, do they think something's wrong?
Oh,
right?
Immediately.
And we need to change that, and that's what Jessica's working on. So when we talk about what programs we do it based on success. Like, you know, I'll segue back to our midwifery office. Our midwifery office, right? It started with two midwives, and then it progressively grew until we you know, had some changes and in some growth in different locations and so on and so forth. But the reason that it continues to grow is because it's successful, and it fulfills our vision. It provides great customer service. People have more access, more time to spend with the provider. They get great care. They still have physician backup. So they have basically an extra provider for them as a concierge service. The midwife is there with them all the time. They're very skilled professionals themselves. Plus, they have a physician backing them up for everything that they do as well, right? And so we decided this is such a great service. It was best when it was in a single office. So we decided we would make it a single office in every one of our locations. That's a huge step for us, but we're building on what was successful and what wasn't successful. I could go over a litany of things that we did that we no longer do because they weren't successful. They didn't, you know, we thought they were going to make the customer service better, but they really didn't. And so we decided it wasn't a driver. Some of those were, you know, better for the practice financially, but we still cut them out because it wasn't better for our patient, right? Some of which were great on every aspect for the patient, but we couldn't, you know, we couldn't make it happen because the insurance companies either wouldn't pay for it or there were regulations around it. So, you know, we build on those successes, and I'm so proud to say one of those successes, one of these trials, is that our midwifery rate, C-section rate, primary C-section rate, is, I believe, the lowest in the hospital as a group, for sure. and maybe the lowest in all of southeastern Michigan, maybe in the state. It's at 9.4% right now. I mean, that's amazing. And we've changed that dramatically by having people that are giving people more care and more customer service and are communicating with them and staying with them in their labor pattern. And that's what we want to build on, is these continued successes. So when we put out a program, we are putting out a program that, you know, we're going to trial. And when that trial starts to show indicators that it's successful and the patients are getting a better experience, no matter how that functions for Women's Excellence, we try to make that one work. And then the ones that don't, we kind of have to change them out.
And so when you're talking about impacting healthcare, I loved hearing that little bit about the C-section rate and how you provide care and through the midwives, that extra layer. I mean, you're still there. There's still the physician backup. So you're just providing that extra layer of care, and it can actually impact healthcare and the bottom line.
It doesn't impact healthcare, Marie. It helps people.
Oh, of course.
It impacts people.
Of course.
And I mean, you know, after a while, we're so busy, you know, thinking about what is being impacted. You know, is it impacting the, you know, the CPT code, the ICD-10 code? Is it the pre-auth? Is it this? It's not them. What we're doing is impacting patients, which are people.
And Dr. Zaidan, always a pleasure to have you on board. Jessica, you want to give out the website and the all of that info to our listeners who want to jot it down for themselves?
Yeah, you can. It's at www.womensexcellence.com and find us on social media. We're easy to find. Just type in Women's Excellence on Facebook, and we put a lot of information there as well.
Brittany Davey, we want to thank you for joining us today. And Jessica, of course, always a pleasure. Dr. Zaidan, you're full of great information every single month that we have you on the show. So we're grateful that you're part of the WJR family.
I'm proud to be a part of this team, but I'm proud of the team that we create.
Thanks, Dr. Zaidan. Have a great month, everybody. See you again next month. We're going to make an edit there. Can you edit that at the end so that I don't say month twice?
That's a good show.
Thank you. Two-time month. I'll make that note now. Dr. Zaidan, quick. We need to do 2 15-second, you know, the little promos that we run the day of the show.
For the bladder one, I captured a phrase that I think you said, life is complex enough. Don't let your bladder make things harder for you. I think that would
like
be perfect.
That. So it's, hi, I'm Marie Osborne. I'm Dr. Zaidan. And then I'll say, tonight on the Healthy Woman Show on WJR,
life is complex enough. Don't let your bladder make it more complex.
It's tonight at 7 o'clock on WJR, sponsored by Women's Excellence.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay.
And then, Jessica, you can think of maybe something we can do for the second show.
Yeah.
All right, so this is our May 15-second promo, coming down in 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Marie Osborne.
And I'm Dr. Jonathan Zaidan.
Tonight on the Healthy Woman Show on WJR,
life is complex enough. Don't let your bladder control problem make it even more complex.
Tonight at 7 o'clock on WJR, sponsored by Women's Excellence.
The Healthy Woman Show with Marie Osborne and Dr. Jonathan Zaidan has been presented by Women's Excellence.